Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here today, and I have to thank my longtime colleague, Kay, for inviting me to present in this panel. I think she did this because she wanted to have an example of a brand new, it's relatively brand new program, and to showcase how a state-run program is implemented. According to the map that Tara showed you, it showed that Texas was one of the states that had an FP programs, but it actually is a statewide program. So it's actually run by the state, and it's funded by the state legislature, and we are very happy because how many of you here are from Texas? Ooh, what have? Okay. Well, then I can say a little bit more about the Texas legislature here. As you know, Texas is very stingy when it comes to underserved populations. It's a well-known fact. We rank way, 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 way down low in terms of expenditures for underserved populations. But lo and behold, 2 years or a biennium ago, we were so surprised. Those of us who were not in close touch with the goings on in the legislature, that they had appropriated money for a nurse family partnership program. I think they looked at the bottom line. They looked at the evidence that Tara was talking about from Dr. David Olds. And we do have a very strong advocacy group that really, really staked their lives on the need for a nurse family partnership program. And since we spend a lot of our state dollars on prisons and correctional activities, I think somebody got the attention of the legislatures when they saw that it does prevent that kind of activity in the kids that are clients of the program. So they heard it and they funded it, albeit a very small amount. And so we started with 10 implementing agencies. Oh, I forgot to disclose. I've got nothing to disclose. the funding agency has been designated to the Health and Human Services Commission of the state of Texas. And they obviously had no experience whatsoever in this particular program. And so they partnered with the National Service Office of the Nurse Family Partnership Program, which is based in Colorado, and they have had I would say they have had very good success with the NSO partnership. And the vision and the mission is the same as the National Service Office. As we learned, the National Service Office has this program so well structured and so well implemented after so many years of experience that all you have to do to get the program started and the program started in the right way is to partner with the NSO. And so it's basically for the creation of healthy families and the benefit of future generations. I told you about the history of this. It was passed through the Senate Bill 156, and it provides grant funding for at least 2,000 families to begin with. And we have, as I mentioned earlier, 10 implementing agencies scattered out throughout the state. And the Lubbock Nurse Family Partnership Program is the only program right now that serves the western half of the state. Most of the program are concentrated in the eastern part. And good news, the 09 biennial legislature just refunded the program for another 2 years and added 2 more implementing agencies. So we have to hand it to our good old legislators. As we mentioned earlier, the NSO partnership has been very, very good, and it has provided a very seamless process for getting the implementing agencies structured and trained and started the implementation program by December of last year. Now let me tell you a little bit about the Lubbock Nurse Family Partnership Program. The implementing agency is a partnership between the School of Nursing at Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center, and it is the only implementing agency in the state of Texas that is based in the School of Nursing. And we have as the hub of the program the Larry Combes Community Health and Wellness Center, which is a primary care clinic that the School of Nursing operates and owns. And it does provide a full continuum of primary care services aside from other programs. It also has a senior house calls programs, diabetes education center, and aside from the nurse family partnership program, we also have a patient navigator program. So it's a bustling, growing primary care clinic, which is bursting out at the seams, by the way. And so we have I will tell you a little bit more about the way the infrastructure was built. The program was started in, the award was given in, it's 08 actually, I'm sorry. award from the Texas State Health Human Health and Health Services Commission. And it took about 2 to 3 months to build the infrastructure. So we started actually providing services. Our first clients were enrolled in December of 08. And all throughout this period of time, we have had a Lubbock Nurse Family Partnership Advisory Group that we developed. And then it became formalized into a real advisory group, from a loose community advisory group. Our referral agencies come from multiple community health and human services agency, but our primary referrals come from two one OB-GYN practice, which is the Grand Expectations, which serve primarily Medicaid women, and New Directions, which is a Lubbock Independent School District program for pregnant teens. And so those are the two main referrals that we get from. And this is just to show you an organizational chart. We actually have an office that we developed within the Lubbock, the Combes Center. Since we didn't have any space at the Combes Center, we had to lease an office space beside or just around the kitty corner from the Combes Center for the Nurse Family Partnership Program. These are pictures of the earlier clients that we have, and I have to say that we do serve a wide geographic area, about a 60-mile radius from where we are in the city of Lubbock. So we have a family that we actually see in 60 miles, 65 miles away from the office, and luckily one of our nurse home visitors lives halfway between the home of the client and the office. So she does have some commuting to do. On the right is one of our first nurse home visitors that we hired, and she got pregnant. Well, must be in the water because being in the program because another nurse home visitor is currently pregnant too. These are our the actual implementers of the program, without whom we would not have a partnership program. To the extreme right is the nurse supervisor. She happened to be a case manager. She was a case manager of a program at the Health Sciences Center. When she heard about the possibility of establishing a nurse family partnership program, she made plans. She really wanted to be a part of the establishment of the program. And so that was one of our best things that happened to us in the establishment of the infrastructure, was to get a nurse supervisor who is an experienced case manager, and she's working on her master's degree, and she is just gone full-fledged and fully committed to the program. So she is a true asset for us, and she hired all of the nurse supervisors. We are now completely fully staffed. And down at the bottom is the data coordinator. We do have a full-time data coordinator to manage the humongous amount of information and data that we have to collect. And our eligibility criteria is to ask the nurse, the service, National Service Office has established. We do have to have them as U.S. citizen or legal permanent resident, which has to be established. So, what are the results? Our program is barely a year old. It will be a year old, really. We started providing services December of last year. So it's barely a year old, but we have almost at this point in time, more than half of our ultimate goal, number of families. We're supposed to have 200 families that we are going to put in our caseload. And as of October, we have over almost 130 families enrolled. And out of that 130, as you can see, majority of the clients are not married, with incomes below $20,000 a year, and majority of them are Hispanics. And more than half of them are teen moms. Mean age range is 11 to 21 years old. We do have an 11-year-old client. I mean, that's really because of the fact that we have one of our primary referral sources is the New Directions, which handles teen moms for LISD. We have a lot of them. And the mean age is 16 years old. Mean age of gestation at enrollment is about 18 to 20 weeks, and we're trying to push that down to even earlier. And then the total deliveries through October is 61, and we have no maternal losses. Delivered at term, more than half. Percent is about 85%, and delivered less than 37 weeks is less than 20%. And the weight was above 25,000 grams, and weight below is less than 20%. We have to report a neonatal loss of one baby, but this was the product of an incompetent cervix, which we tried and tried, but the baby was born at 26 weeks and spent 72 days in the NICU. And we have a set of multiples. We have one triplets and two sets of twins, and they are certainly a joy and an interesting group. We have local partners. Our primary partners are, as we mentioned earlier, Grand Expectations, New Directions, and then we have Stork's Nest. Anyone of you here have heard of Stork's Nest? Yeah, we have a Stork's Nest in Lubbock, and it's an active partner. We have a parenting cottage, which does home visitation of children, too. And Superior Health, which is the Medicaid managed care, and First Care Health Plans, which are both managed care organizations, which has a lot to do with the referrals that we get. And then we have members of our advisory council. You can see the list of those. And we do have a local matching. As Tara mentioned, we have to look for our 10% local matching fund. And we did get one from the CH Foundation, 10%. And we are busy scrambling for our next biennium for the 10% matching funds. And we wanted to show you the first year anniversary celebration, which was actually last month. And it was held at the Lowry Combest Community Health Centers, and we had over 200 people came. The women, the moms, brought their mothers and their relatives and their friends and their significant others, as you can see. This is one of our earlier babies, and that's it. Thank you so much for listening.